Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's reason was for accepting their present job. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's reason was for accepting their present job.
I was actually quite happy where I was, but when the opportunity came along to work for Tyndall's, I thought, I can't say no, can I? Of course, the extra I'm earning now goes on travel to work, but I still reckon it was a good move, because if I decide to change jobs in the future, I'll only have to say I work for them, and any other company in this field will be glad to take me on.
I was looking to move into a managerial role and applied for jobs all over the country as I was prepared to live anywhere. To my surprise, I got 2 offers, both from pretty well-known companies. There was very little to choose between them, but my working environment is very important to me, and this place had just been completed. The salary wasn't quite so good, but I felt that the benefits outweighed the disadvantages, so I came here.
On the whole, I was happy where I was, working in a new, very well-designed building, nice colleagues, and the company provided plenty of training. But I was stuck behind a desk all day. Then I saw the ad for my present job, similar field of work, just a different way of doing it, and decided to apply. Now I'm on the road most of the time, meeting people, and I get to go abroad as well, which is great.
When I applied, I did a crash course in a computer program I hadn't used before because the advert said knowledge of it would be an advantage. That helped me get the job, so it was money well spent. The pay's no better, but with share options and things on top, it was worth changing. I missed the place where I used to work, though, which was inconvenient but had character. You certainly can't say that about these modern office blocks.
22.
The job was getting more and more demanding, and with the commuting on top of it, I had very little time for other things. My new job is based just as far from my home, but the advantage is the direct rail link, which means I spend half as long travelling to work. I'm doing much the same as before, organising a training programme, though now it's for a company in a different sector.
22.